the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. Christ, it's Wednesday again. It just comes around so quickly all of a sudden. With me, as always, across the broadcast desk, Colin Burton, fizzlingpop.com.
Hello, everybody.
Again, Jesus, we can't make her friggin' leave. What's this been, 5 weeks in a row or something?
Something like that.
It's my sister, Heather Knight, matted spam fame.
Hello.
Pat Angelo drove all the way down from Denver to be a part of the pod and got stuck in the fucking corner. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
And Emerald Hierophant, how do you say that?
Hierophant, yeah.
Emerald Hierophant, .blogspot.com is the place to go if you want to get in contact with Justin Carmichael.
Fuck Montrose.
We had planned on doing this show on a specific topic, but somebody who will remain nameless,
Colin,
forgot to bring over the stuff that, you know, it's called show prep in the biz. Went to the trouble of finding it, printing it out, did everything right except for that whole bringing it over to Studio D Chevalier. So what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of yammer, which I think we could probably handle. One of the reasons that we brought Pat specifically down to be a part of the show is because...
To stick me in the fucking corner.
That's right. No other reason.
This was
all just a big joke to get you down here so I could stick you in the fucking corner.
Thank you.
And make you have flashbacks from... Did you go to Catholic school or something?
Maybe.
That would be cool.
Catholic
college?
Yes.
Did you get in trouble a lot there?
No.
I think you're lying.
Maybe.
Anyway, one of the reasons we brought him down is because, specifically, Pat is funny, and Pat does regular funny stuff on stage. Why don't you tell people about some of the stuff that you do?
I got a couple things that I do. First thing I do is I lip sync to certain songs with puppets singing backup vocals for me.
M-O-M-O-R-M-O-R-N-I-N-G.
Yeah, that one.
That one you do in a dress, right?
I did that in the dress.
I'm glad you didn't say that around my dad. He would have been like,
yeah. Thanks, everybody else is a fag already, so what the hell?
So you do the puppet thing, which, now, some people listening might not be like, you're like, puppets?
Yeah, it sounds bad on paper.
If you see him do it, you'll know that he's practiced. I mean, he's put a lot of work into this puppet thing. I mean, the puppets sing back up, and they do all their... It's really good stuff.
Thank you.
So you do the puppets to, in the dress, you do the puppets to the Nth Degree by Morningwood.
Right.
And what other songs have you done?
I've done You Are What You Is by Frank Zappa. And this coming week, I'm doing one that I've been practicing for a long, long time, which is Get the Funk Out by Extreme.
Yay!
All right.
Now, it has a horn section.
Yeah.
And so I've got a third puppet on a foot pedal that I'm hiding originally. And then when the horn section comes in, I'm going to step on the foot pedal, and he's coming out.
Coming out of
He's coming out. I've kind of built
of his womb.
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe
he's
in a dress again.
Black drapes over him, so you can't really see him.
So is this like a drum set where you push a button and something pops up and does stuff? Or
almost. It's just a table that I've created that hides him enough that when you step on the foot pedal, the bass drum pedal will come up and he'll squirt out of nowhere.
That's
so great.
That's
awesome.
And this is going to be at the... By the time the show airs, it'll have happened.
Yeah, it's gone.
But the Freak Train, when and where?
The Freak Train is at the Bug Theater, which is in Denver on 37th and Navajo. It is the last Monday of each month. It's an open mic night. $5 to get in, free beer, and you pretty much get what you pay for because it's all a bunch of amateur freaks like me.
And the performers have to pay too, right?
Yes, performers have to pay too. You have to get there early and sign up and pay to get in.
And so people do what, like stand-up, interpretive dance, puppet shit?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, they sing, they'll do
And so it's just, it's kind of like free-form entertainment for... weirdos.
Yes.
For people drinking a lot of free beer.
Yeah. And if I had the time, I mean, Wednesday's tough to get up for us.
You mean Monday?
It's Mondays. Yeah.
It ends in days. Mondays.
It ends in Y.
Yeah, Mondays are tough for Colin and I to get off work and up to Denver.
I mean, you got WWE later on that afternoon. I mean, shoot.
Well, maybe that's what's keeping you from going to the Bug Theater.
No,
but, I've thought about going up and trying to be funny, and considering that you've said it is pretty amateur, so you don't have to be that good.
Well, here's the thing about that place is the crowd is very forgiving, and they are very respectful to anybody that gets on stage there because they know people are not professional comedians. And they're not professional singers, and they're up there just kind of winging it.
But it's kind of a springboard. I mean, it's a great place to try things out.
Definitely.
And you've encouraged Colin, but I'm sure that he's never going to do it. You've encouraged.
I don't think he was serious.
But no, oh, no.
You gotta try it. I mean, if you're ever going to try stand-up comedy or anything like that, or perform in front of people, it's the place to do it.
And he was specifically encouraging you to go up and do your Jolly Reaper scene.
Oh, that's right. That
the Jolly
so
Reaper
ago.
Thing. Yeah. And I told you I'd be the Jolly Reaper for you if you wanted.
Yeah.
And I'd even dress up in the face paint and carry the big scoop.
Oh, I'd pay $5 to
the
see
soul
that.
Scoop. And recently, this will tell you exactly how far in advance we recorded this podcast. Recently on Colin's website, he offered folding money in the amount of real folding money in the amount of $2 American for a photograph of me in a tampon bandolero, a two tampon bandoleros, chomping on a cigar in a small Cuban village.
No, the Cuban village would be a dollar.
Oh, that's
extra.
Right. That would give you $3 American.
That's right.
Nice. So talk about a completely worthless scavenger hunt.
Since we're recording in advance, I will probably have footage of this on my blog by the time it airs.
That's so. Right. And tell the people where you can be found.
It is at patangelo.blogspot.com, and on the top right-hand side is a section that says past Pat Angelo performances.
And for those people,
everything's there.
For those people who may think to spell Angelo as two words, A-N-D space J-E-L-L-O, why don't you spell your last name for the kids?
It is A-N-G-E-L-L-O. So it's not Angelo, because there's another L
right.
in there, so it's Angelo.
Which is kind of how I thought it was pronounced in the first time I came to your site. Hey, did you see that Pat Angelo's stuff?
That comedian?
He's kind of funny. He's slightly funny, that Pat Angelo.
Thanks,
now it's Pat Angelo.
Well, you know, you do have a link to it on your blog. So
yeah, I do.
And if they're on your blog or your website
I endorse the Pat Angelo fan club.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I am a member of the Pat Angelo fan club.
He's
case in point. Case in point, he's sitting behind me.
Yeah, we have our own Pat Angelo.
He's in the corner.
We like him so much, we bought one.
That's right. We liked it so much, we bought the company.
Exactly.
That's right.
I like the fucking corner.
I'll tell you, well, you've probably got the most comfortable chair of
That's
anybody.
True.
Except, well, Justin's got a pillow under his butt.
Nice.
And Justin, we brought Justin in to speak. We were going to talk about video games. We'll hold off on that, do that on another show. Justin is the owner-operator of the Cheat Museum.
The Cheat Museum.
The Cheat Museum. Why don't you tell kids about the Cheat Museum?
The Cheat Museum, Cheat stands for Carmichael Haven for Electronic Entertainment Technologies.
And it's, if you have ever in your life enjoyed video games, played video games on any console, Justin probably not only has that console, but he's got the game that you played.
I'm working on it.
How many what consoles do you have currently in the Cheat Museum?
Oh, gravy. Other than going through the long list, I'm just going to say that I have 26 different consoles and handhelds.
I didn't even know there were that many.
Are all the way from the Atari 2600.
A classic.
Yeah, all the way up to soon, hopefully, the Wii. But right now, the Xbox is my latest.
Now, the Wii is going to be made by Nintendo, correct?
Made by Nintendo, and it's going to hopefully coming out in September or October. Actually,
You have a Sega Master System, too, right?
I do.
Yeah. Before I knew you, I sold a shitload of Master System games on eBay.
Hard.
Yeah. Had I known, I would just held on to them and sold them to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm finding great deals all the time. It actually just started with I had gone downstairs, my wife and I had just bought our new house, and I'd gone downstairs and I popped in the video game and I thought, you know what, everybody has these things that they collect, and I don't really collect that much of anything.
Except for the porcelain unicorns and...
Well, you know, those are kind of a special thing, I don't like to talk about those. But anyway, so I thought, well, gosh, wouldn't it be cool to have all the video games that I used to have? Because, you know, there's always times when you think, God, I wish I had that. Oh, gosh, I can't believe I sold it. Oh, crap, what was I thinking?
Case in point, my 1976 Oldsmobile. I wish I never sold it.
Bugah. Yeah. So I just walked up to my wife, and this is how wonderful. We've talked about how cool my wife is in the pet. You know,
and Colin and I mentioned her on a previous program.
But this is, I walked up to her and I said, Jennifer, you know, one thing that's always kind of been a constant in my life has been these video games, and I really kind of enjoy, you know, would it be okay with you if I kind of started collecting them? And she said, oh, sure, that'd be fun. Do you have Toe Jam and Earl? Oh, my God!
So you married her and you didn't even know how compatible you were!
Yeah, oh, it was...
That's cool.
very, very lucky.
Right.
So.
And another thing
and
that
it just grew.
Sure. And another thing that you're known for is kind of getting yourself into predicaments, i.e. giant, insane fucking projects
yeah.
that you chronicle on websites. Mm-hmm. You attempted to build
yeah.
A costume, an Iron Man costume for Halloween, what was that, 3 years ago?
Yeah, yeah, I think it was, yeah.
And you got sick and you couldn't complete it. But up until then, your efforts were just unhuman. And the things you were doing, it looked like it was going to be the greatest costume ever. And I was really sad to see that it didn't get completed in time for Halloween that year. Why don't you give us an idea of what gave you the idea to start that project?
Well, that project was actually built off of the previous year's project, which was actually built off of a 1989 project. Used to go to Pikesville Community College, and Rob Olson was a professor there. He had a thing with the entire art program where they would shut down all of October 1st through October 31st, and they would let you build. The entire project was you had to build an 8-foot Halloween costume. That was it. It was had to be 8 feet tall, and it had to have an 8-foot extension.
Jesus.
He didn't talk about what the extension was or anything else. If you were on platform shoes that were 1 foot or taller, you got an extra 25 points. And if it covered your entire body, you got an extra 25 points. And
so you could have come as a dice, and you'd have been set.
A huge 8-foot die, and as long as something shot out of you, you'd be just fine.
You're just rolling around.
So
I'm fine!
Can I tell you what I'm thinking about the extension and things shooting out of you?
it's a GWAR show.
By all means.
It's GWAR.
On Halloween, we would all gather at Pikesville Community College, and we would go and be found out, okay, are you 8 feet? What's your extension? Blah, blah, blah. And then we would go downtown and have a parade from, like, Jack Quinn's.
It's like a Halloween pride parade.
Oh, yeah. It was great. You know, yeah. Oh, we're cardboard and we're proud. Yeah. So we did I made a robot 8 feet tall. I had a little my extension was a hand came off onto a little tape measure that had little flames behind it, like the old mechanized robots would have the hands that shot off. And I was on stilts, and it covered my whole body. And I actually even won a costume contest at a bar that year.
I imagine you didn't have much competition. I mean, that sounds pretty intricate.
8 feet pretty much wins it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. How do you get in the door?
That's parts. Yeah. You take it apart, and you attach it. And then when I came back from Tallahassee, I thought, well, you know, I'd kind of like to do that again. And I did it better. I actually had a little mechanized robot that I, you know, small toy that I actually built, you know, a scale model from, or as scale as you can get, and had another one. And it was so successful, I thought, well, I'll just keep on doing this. And that's kind of how it just started.
Yeah. And so most recently, you're building a Dalek?
Dalek.
Dalek. A Dalek.
Who.
And this is a robot-esque thing.
Yep.
Me not being familiar with Doctor Who because it falls in the genre of sci-fi.
Sci-fi, old sci-fi. Longest-running sci-fi.
But I'm sure there are people out there who do know, and I'm sure Colin knows.
Yeah.
How about you, Pat? Do you know what the Dalek is?
No, I don't. Sorry.
You know who Doctor Who is?
Yes.
Okay, so you're halfway
there. Or at least
there.
Half there.
But you're chronicling this build on a website as well.
Yep.
And how far along are you?
Actually, the Dalek comes in base, a skirt, a shoulders, and a head and neck. And I am just finishing up the skirt. And actually, when this is airing today, I have just finished the skirt and the base, and we're working on the shoulders.
And you're building, what materials are you using to build this thing?
Wood.
And so it's going to be
plastic.
It's going to be pretty friggin' heavy.
Yeah, MDF, medium density fiberboard. It's thick stuff. 6 millimeters.
Yeah. So do you have a deadline that you're shooting for, or are you just
Halloween?
So you're starting early.
Right? Yep.
Did you start? Is this earlier than you started with the Iron Man?
Yeah. Pretty much the project in school was you got 31 days, October 1st all the way to the 31st. You had to have it done. And I thought, well, I'll just keep on doing that deadline. But
which is almost
Dalek,
impossible.
There's no way.
Yeah.
It blew me away when one of my friends even suggested that we attempt to build this. I'm amazed at how many people actually build these things. Obviously, a whole bunch in England, in Great Britain. But
right, because they have nothing better to do.
Yeah,
certainly.
Well, England and Great Britain.
What are we going to do today then? Well, maybe we'll build one of them damn robots from that Doctor Who show. Oh, right, right. I've got scrap out in the backyard. We'll build a robot. I've got lights and everything.
It goes exterminate, exterminate. No, so, but with the new program, the new Doctor Who showing on Sci-Fi, you know, it's it was a great thing, and I really got the bug, and so I thought, well, if we're going to do this, let's do this right. And so we're building two at the same time, and he wants to have his ready by Gen Con next year.
Which is when
gaming
and where?
Convention.
Right, but when and where?
I think it's going to be in Chicago in the summertime, I think.
Mm. So he's shooting to win some sort of contest with this.
Just more to get the oohs and ahs of all the pretty girlies.
The pretty sci-fi girlies.
I think we covered that.
We've covered that.
Gamer chicks.
So, and you're shooting for to have yours done
by
for Halloween.
Yep.
And are you also going to the con?
Probably not that convention. Yeah.
You'd
but
have to probably sell your car.
Yeah, my wife has mentioned that she would like to go to a Doctor Who convention, however. But so
I was going to ask, how is he going to get his costume to Chicago?
In pieces.
I'm amazed. I asked the exact same question, and one lad in Great Britain, I think in Cardiff actually, showed me his tiny little hatchback, and he got the whole damn thing in there.
Wow.
I used to get two hockey bags or all of my DJ equipment in a Geo Metro.
Yeah.
Seats fold down. I mean, it's not impossible.
So. Yeah. All right.
But this thing
you
gotta
remember, I drive
a
Kia.
Be a hefty.
I mean, nothing fits in a Kia.
Yeah. You're right.
My children aren't even fitting in it much longer.
Well, that one kid of yours ain't going to fit in anything much longer.
No.
It's huge.
It's huge.
He's a behemoth.
Yeah.
Going to go out for football?
Probably not.
He has
no interest in it.
So. Oh, I think he does have interest. I think you're stifling him.
No, I'm not.
Take him to a Colorado Springs Flames. We saw him several weeks ago, and their last game here in the Springs, and it was a grand game.
The Colorado Springs Flames are a semi-pro football team here in town. Mm. They compete in the Front Range League. There's teams in Denver and down in Pueblo and the older. I actually considered trying out for them a couple of years ago.
You got to do it.
Seriously,
I've tried to get him to watch football. I mean, I didn't try hard.
Yeah,
but he doesn't care about it.
Live football is completely different.
Mm. Oh, and so now, since I'm so tore up, instead of playing football, I'm going to officiate football. My dad is going to hate me so much because he hates officials. And so I'm going to be a football official. He's going to hate me. It's going to be perfect.
Please rep for the Flames.
So he's going to join the rest of the world then. No, I'm just kidding.
That wasn't nice.
No, that wasn't nice. I almost didn't even say it. But.
He is speechless.
Sorry about that.
So, Pat, you not only do you perform at the Bug Theater, you know what this is? Short attention span Wednesday.
Apparently.
So, Pat, you not only perform regularly on with the Freak Trainers.
Correct.
But you're performing tonight. Not tonight when this episode actually posts,
right.
But tonight,
but tonight
when
the
episode is being recorded. And
yes.
This is kind of something you picked up because you also got a new job. You were unemployed for a while.
I was. It was
beautiful. You were a bum.
It was wonderful.
A bum.
Nothing like turning 37 and not having a job to make you feel good about yourself.
I can think of a few things. But so why don't you outline what you're doing tonight?
Well, first of all, my new boss is really cool. He plays guitar, he sings, and he, not that this makes him cool, but he lives in Castle Rock, and Castle Rock has a new, relatively new coffee house that has a stage set up in the corner, and they do a lot of jazz and a lot of music there, and he thought it would be fun to have me come up there and do a little stand-up in between his sets.
So why don't you hit us with some of that stand-up right now?
You know, I could do my impression of Jerry Seinfeld at the age of 5, if you'd like.
I think that the kids listening would probably think that was groovy.
Okay. They probably won't get half of it. But anyway, you know, I was watching that show Sesame Street the other day. Have you seen this show? What's the deal with Snuffleupagus? There's nothing imaginary about the guy. I can see him. You can see him. We all can see him. Well, all of us, that is, except for Mr. Hooper.
Hooper.
How is it Mr. Hooper manages to lose his glasses every single time Snuffleupagus comes around? And how blind is the guy? I mean, there's a giant brown thing standing in front of you. It's not a house. It's not a car. It's not Oprah.
Suddenly we become the Bob and Tom show.
And Big Bird's no help.
Music.
I mean, you get Mr. Hooper and Snuffleupagus in the same place at the same time. Big Bird starts stuttering like Mel Tillis after a pot of coffee. And it just kind of goes on from there.
So that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. And I saw a video of you attempting to do a version of the Aristocrats joke as Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
But holding together an impression is one thing. I mean, we all have tried to do impressions, I'm sure, in the past. And, I mean, like, I did a 60-second spot for one of our dealers in Seattle, as Sean Connery, right after the last 007 came out. And I'm trying to think, why do they want me to do Sean Connery? Why not Pierce Brosnan? I don't know, because Pierce Brosnan just sounds British. But how was it trying to hold together your impression of Bill Cosby?
It was very difficult.
Eventually, it ended up just being Pat Angelo's version of the Aristocrats joke, didn't it?
Essentially. I mean, the thing is, when you're trying to... The Seinfeld voice is relatively easy. Yeah.
That one's not that hard. He's just a neurotic Jew guy.
Exactly.
But Bill Cosby
voice is
he's like a totally different race than you.
And
right?
If you get off on the wrong foot and, you know, your adrenaline's pumping, your throat's dry, and you're up on stage in front of all these people, yep. it just didn't go very well.
And was that the only time that you ran over time and weren't allowed to finish?
So you never even got to the Aristocrats part?
You know of?
Yeah. So essentially what he was doing was saying piss shit fuck without
being done.
Aristocrats.
I was so close to being done. I just couldn't quite get there. Yeah.
That's harsh. I missed that video though.
He's got it posted on
AtAngelo.blogspot.com. Yeah, it is on the blog also. Yeah, but the voice is horrible on there, so you know.
Well, hit us with a little bit of it and see if you can see how see how long
I remember it.
Well, I'm not talking about the joke. I'm just talking about let's hear some Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
One of the things I thought was kind of funny, and let's see if I can get the voice to work right, was if Bill Cosby and Jerry Seinfeld were in the Silence of the Lambs.
All right.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
No, I'm not a big fan of lotion. You know, I got kind of an oily complexion, and it just doesn't work well with me.
It rubs a lotion on its skin, or else it gets the hose again. It presses, it's going to get the hose.
I gotta work that out. But
See, I like to do that scene, but I like to do it just as the Buffalo Bill guy. Put the fucking lotion on the basket. It's like
when you're doing it as Bill Cosby, he never curses.
Exactly.
So you have to say something like,
exactly.
Put the filtered flour lotion in the basket.
And you though, I think you're a big fan of cursing, aren't you? Because that was one of the things that you asked pre-show. You said, "Do I get a curse?" And
well,
so far,
yeah,
you've been,
and you haven't really.
So far, you've
reason,
been.
The reason is, though, is I don't really ever do it on my blog, and I don't really ever
right.
do it when
whereas,
I do stand up.
Whereas I just.
You're a pig.
You horrify everybody.
Pig.
Yeah.
So I got to be my other self when
my
I'm
mom,
on yours.
My mom has asked me, can you maybe not use the F word so much?
See, and that's why. That's
sorry,
why
Mom.
I don't do it. Because my mother actually reads my blog. My dad prints it out for her. And
now, what are the odds she's listening to this show?
There's no way in hell.
No way. You know, and the funny thing is, I have two young cousins that read my blog and listen to the podcast, and I've told repeatedly, please don't. But I check the hits every day, and I'm like, oh, Christ, there they are again. Quit it. I'm going to have to put, like, a filter on it somehow.
Well, I try not to mention my mother anymore because she got really pissed off. I posted a story about her thinking that Mike Shanahan had a glass eye.
He does have a glass eye.
And she's like, she says he's coming after her now. she broke the story about his glass eye.
Oh, my God.
Mike Shanahan's got a glass eye.
He has a glass eye. What happened, when he was in college.
Getting back home from
short attention span Wednesday. Mike Shanahan played football in college. He was a defensive back. Well, he was in a terrible car accident, and it's to the point where he died on the operating table and had to revive
Sammy Davis Jr. thing.
Yes, but he was just messed up. He was injured severely and could not continue his football career. Had like lacerated kidneys or some horrible. He's just beat up.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So imagine how bad it feels when he pees. But he has a glass eye.
He's got all that money to.
He's got money. I mean, what the hell? But he's got a glass eye. Sure. Yeah.
Wow.
He and Sammy Davis Jr. We've met him. Colin and I have actually physically met Mike Shanahan, shaking his hand.
Actually, while you were on vacation, we met him again.
Oh, yeah?
Nobody told you that?
No.
I thought for sure somebody
would have
bragged.
I told your wife
that.
No, nobody told me.
Yeah, he came in to meet everybody, and he was doing some kind of shoot with
them. When I was in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and I got a picture signed for Heather and everything.
Well, and you know, one of the things that the owner of our company does some things to us sometimes. One time he came down.
Where did he touch you? On the doll.
Yeah, show us on the doll. No, case in point, one time he came down to me on a Friday and said, here, I wrote this parody song. Learn it for Monday. You'll be singing it at the meeting. Mm-hmm. What? Right. You know what the Jeffersons is, right?
Yeah.
So I had to sing his rewritten parody version of the Jeffersons. Moving on up at the Monday morning meeting.
And I missed it.
So it's like Weird Al Jeffersons.
Exactly, kind of. But
only without the accordion.
That would have been perfect. I should have had you come and play. Can you play accordion?
Absolutely not.
My
mother is, she's trying to learn the concertina.
Which is just a tiny little accordion.
A tiny little accordion.
But anyway, when the boss brought in Mike Shanahan, what was the first thing he said? Do you remember? The first time.
Oh, I have no idea.
He introduced me as, and he plays hockey. He's a goalie. Well, yeah, I am, but I mean, this is the only time I'm going to get the chance to meet the guy. And all of a sudden, he's asking me questions about hockey like he thinks I'm a professional hockey player. Okay.
Yeah, and that's just your off-season job.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, because I just work here for fun. What's that like, he says. Oh, well, you know, stand in front of a puck. I don't know what to say. It's like a guy who's my hero has just walked in the room, the head coach of the Denver friggin' Broncos. And if you don't like the Broncos, fuck you. But he walks in the room, and all of a sudden, you know, I've got to talk to him about hockey. I want to talk about fucking football with the guy. So I get my 2 minutes with the guy. And it's about hockey.
Yeah.
What?
Well,
not
I will say this last time that he visited, he looked like he was just tired of people coming up to him.
I'm sure he was. Well, I'm sure that when he comes down for the shoots, because I've had to go through some of the pictures that are taken, he has to get his picture taken with his arm around everybody.
Yeah. Not
and,
me, though.
You know, some people do that all the time. Like, if you go see Weird Al Yankovic and you hang out, you'll get to meet him. If you go see Penn & Teller in Vegas, you can go out, have your picture taken with him. They'll, you know, shake your hand and, you know, you get your little 10 seconds with him. Some people, though, I can't imagine. I don't really see Mike Shanahan as really like, yeah, let me spend 80 minutes kissing your babies and shaking hands. I just don't see that.
I mean, the glass eye starts to wander after
a
while.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, and then pops out.
Did you at least look at him and say, dude, what the fuck with your eye?
No.
Look at him and hold your finger up and go, track the finger.
or just start to lean, you know, a little ways. Am I losing you? No.
Yeah, it's like that. What's that one character from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise with the wooden eye?
Oh, yeah. Garrett.
Yeah, Mackenzie Crook.
Worst
movie ever.
Oh, stop.
What?
You're about to
get out of here, turd. It's not. I mean, it's not the best movie ever. It wasn't the worst movie ever.
Oh, no. Well, this is true.
And this is where we're going to have to end the show.
It is better than The Burbs.
It's better than The Burbs. Anything
screw
better than
The Burbs. Screw off, Angela.
Make the most of Sam
Carr. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. Thanks for joining us on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Never really got around to talking to you, did we, Heather?
No, I should have been in the fucking corner for all you talked to me.
Sorry. We just ran out of time. It's not called the Half Hour Power Hour for nothing. But Heather Knight, Matted Spam, joined us again. Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com.
Yep.
Justin Carmichael from Emerald Hyrule Font.com.
That'll work.
Japanese. Weird. And once again, Pat Angelo.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, thanks for joining us as always on Wednesday. We'll be back again with more frivolity and fun in a week.